Biz Surrey and Hampshire, brought to you by Eagle Radio.
Welcome to Biz Podcast. Today we have Rebecca. Rebecca, lovely having you. First and foremost, just explain to us who you are and what you do.
Oh, thanks, Kimberly. I'm Rebecca Newenham. I run a virtual agency called Get Ahead. So we're based in Guildford and we've just celebrated this month our 8th birthday. So I'm feeling super proud and can't believe that 8 years have whizzed by already.
Yeah. So tell us about Get Ahead. What exactly is it all about?
Yes, good question. So we are what we describe as a virtual agency. So we're an outsourced resource for any business owner. So our clients are generally business owners with possibly a small team or maybe just started out but got some cash and realised that in order to move forward and really develop their business, they need to get some support. So whether that's having a PA, having some help with their marketing, you know, I get that business owners generally start out doing absolutely everything themselves. And then suddenly realise, oh, hold on a minute, if I need to build this business, if I need to expand where I need to go, I can't do it on my own. And possibly in the past, a natural reaction was like, right, I've got to employ somebody. Who am I going to go for? What do I need? When actually now there's so many more opportunities out there to get the support they need, but within their budget. So clients come to us. I find them the best personality as well as skill set for what they're needing. So they may come and want some admin support. So I will find them what we just call a virtual assistant as opposed to a PA. And the beauty of that is it's totally flexible. They'll work as much or as little as they want with that person. And the virtual assistant is highly skilled. They're used to fitting in and getting to grips with what they need to do very quickly. So we charge the minute and they slowly build up that rapport and that connection together. And to all intents and purposes, to our clients' clients, their VA is possibly even in the building sitting next to them. So we give, they get an email address from the client. And yeah, they're part of the team, but they just don't happen to sit in the office and the client doesn't have to pay when they go on holiday or they're off sick.
Yeah. That's very interesting. So what made you get started with Get Ahead? I mean, was it something that, well, you were assistant at some point and you were like, you know what? No, I want to be virtual now. How did it all come about? How did you want to get started in that business?
Good question. So I was a retail buyer, worked for Superdrug and Sainsbury's. I love branding. I bought cosmetics. Various things there. Then I had an 8-year career break. I've got 3 girls. And when the youngest one started school, I was up for it. I was ready for the next thing. And I personally didn't want to have to go racing back up into London to possibly go back to what I was doing before. And it's that classic thing of, this is my time now to really decide what I want to do. My mum, when I was growing up, ran a tutorial agency from home. I could see it worked. And she was quite ahead of her time. You know, we're talking 30 years ago. So she gave me a confidence and I did quite a lot of research, and virtual assistants were very strong in the States. They're probably a decade ahead of us. And although I didn't have an admin background, I knew that that would be a good entry point with a vision to actually grow something larger and be in charge. I like being the boss. And when you've had kids, it's that sudden thing of like, this is really my chance now. And I've got a clean slate. My husband was super supportive of me doing something for us as a family, and it wasn't going to be something that needed to be paying the bills instantly. I was very fortunate about that. So really we looked at what we could do that had legs that would give us some financial commitment and security further down the line. So Get Ahead was born, and as I could see the demand growing, that's when I built the team, and the team sort of grew much quicker than I realised because people were up for it and could actually recognise the value that we were providing.
So you spoke about obviously America being ahead of us in terms of virtual assistants. Has it been a challenging transition for you? Has it been challenging to show people there's this new way of doing things and to introduce this way rather than having a person being virtual? Has it been a big challenge to get people to understand that, yes, this can happen. Yes, it's real. Yes, it's reliable. And yes, it's cheaper.
Yes, certainly in the beginning. So sort of seven, eight years ago, people would say, oh, but you're virtual, but you're sitting here at this networking meeting. And how do I know that whoever I'm going to be working with will actually do the job? And that was, so a lot of that came in doing our case studies and meeting face to face. So I did a lot of networking, did a lot of local networking with what was then Best of Guildford, that's now morphed into Connect Surrey. And that was really, really important for me to physically be there, to use some live examples of how we were helping people. And I think people then can latch on to that when you're giving them real life case studies. And I've always said, look, just try us. Don't have to make some super huge commitment to, you know, tens of hours a month. Just try and we'll prove to you that this is, you know, the way forward. And exhibitions have been a big thing for us. I love setting up my stall, having my little shop, but often there people would sort of say, well, I can't quite get it. So it was good to be able to have that opportunity to explain to people.
Yeah. And I bet it's nice to know that you are ahead of the game as well. You are doing things, you're futuristic in that sense, which must be, it's a big responsibility, I can imagine, but it must be a nice feeling to know that, you know what, you'll all catch on soon. You know, you're gonna catch on, and believe me, I'll be far ahead when you catch on.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, no, exactly. And that was a big thing. I like being innovative, and I think that came from my buying background, where you're looking ahead, looking what the market's asking for. Mm. And we all know that flexible working is a huge buzzword at the moment, and can only get greater as people are doing much more flexible working styles and working from home. Mm. So, yeah, no, it's an exciting time.
Yeah.
And the team is growing to reflect that. And last year we launched our franchise operation because, as we all know, people buy from people. And I'm in Guildford in Surrey. It's, you know, we have got nationwide clients, but one people up in Sheffield, for example, might not find me, you know, they might not be having a confidence that we're virtual, but we're miles away as well. So that's been an interesting transition, and that's how we're sort of keeping pace with the market.
So it's obviously been successful. Let's talk about Theo Pafitis, Small Business Sunday. You were the winner of Small Business Sunday. How did that come about? How did that feel, being the winner of that?
Oh, that was amazing. And I think it all boils down to having a confidence to spend money on your own PR.
Mm.
And I made a decision probably about 5 years ago that I would have a PR manager and I would invest only 4 hours a month.
Mm.
But Caroline has been an amazing resource for me, writing case studies, writing opportunities for us to get online. And the Small Business Sunday was part of that. So we've been sort of plugging away and also doing that online. So I've had a social media manager as well for the last 5 years, and she entered us for that SPS, and then Caroline backed it up with more information. So I think it's sort of I want to give everyone a confidence. If you're running your own business, don't hold back. Have a confidence to put a little bit of money to one side to invest in you, your personal development, but also in actually marketing your own business. Mm. And entering awards, doing online activity is so important to get that mix.
Yeah. The one thing I think I appreciate from you is that you're very active on social media, which is very nice to see, because it's one of those things that no matter how far we get with social media, I think there's still some businesses who feel reluctant or don't feel that it makes sense or don't feel there's even any benefit of social media. So seeing somebody active on social media definitely helps as well. So let's talk about your nominations that you've been nominated for, the awards, which is very exciting. So what awards have you been nominated for?
So it's through the Business Magazine. So it's Women in Business. So I've been nominated and finalist for Enlightened Employer and also Female Business Owner. So that was all on the back of Caroline sending out some award entry applications for us. And we've won a number of awards in the past. And I think it's that classic, you know, you've got to be in it to win it feeling. And actually, it's a wonderful opportunity to showcase what you're doing and also encourage other people to do the same thing. And I think, like you were saying about social media, there's so much noise out there.
Mm.
And I think for us, because we offer social media as a service, I have to be active on there. We all have our platform.
It only makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we all have our platform of natural choice. I'm loving Instagram at the moment. I love that one simple picture and what you can convey from that. But it's not just about broadcasting. And I think that's possibly where people go wrong, where it's all me, me, me.
Yeah.
And there's that level of engagement. And, you know, I've met some lovely people that I class as very sort of close part of my sort of professional family on the back of social media.
So you are futuristic already, being the business that you are today. Where do you see yourself going? Like, where does Get Ahead, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years or so? Where would you like to potentially be? Because you already are ahead of the game. So I'd love to know where you'd see yourself potentially in the next few years.
Yeah, good question. I think for us, it goes on to the whole franchise bit. So for me, it's regional expansion. So I'm talking to somebody tomorrow. I'm going to Newcastle to see them. I think for me, in the next couple of years, I'd love to have another 4-8 regional hubs where we're actually getting the word out there and offering the support that people are looking for.
Lovely having you. Where can we find you on social media and all that good stuff?
Oh yes, so our general handle is at getaheadva. I'm Rebecca Newenham. It's often a challenge to spell my surname. But no, I'd love to. I'm active, as I said, on LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn, so if you're interested in finding me there, and I'm always up for coffee, one-to-one, and just meeting new people is part of the thing I enjoy the most.
Thank you very much, and very exciting for you, and congratulations once again.
Thanks,
thank you. Biz Surrey and Hampshire.